This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. The prospect of supplying Ukraine with fighter jets was expected to be high on the agenda Tuesday as Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov visits Paris for talks with French leaders. Ukrainian officials have called on their Western allies to send the jets in order to better respond to Russia's invasion. But so far, those calls have been met with wariness at best. When asked by reporters if France could consider sending fighter jets to Ukraine, French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday, nothing is excluded, but laid out multiple conditions before such a step could be taken. Those included the equipment could not touch Russian soil, would not lead to an escalation of tensions, and would not weaken the capacities of the French army. When U.S. President Joe Biden was asked the same question about sending U.S. F-16 fighter jets, his answer was simpler.
To Ukraine.
No.
Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is in Japan as part of his East Asia tour. He said our security is closely interconnected and called for stronger ties with Japan as Russia's war on Ukraine raises global dangers and shows that democracies need stronger partnerships. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Japan has been quick to join the U.S.-led economic sanctions against Russia's war on Ukraine and provided humanitarian aid and non-combative defense equipment for the Ukrainians. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has sounded the alarm that Russia's aggression in Europe could happen in Asia, where concerns are growing over already assertive China and its escalating tension near Taiwan. Japan also has significantly stepped up ties with NATO recently. Stoltenberg said his visit to Japan is a way to further strengthen the partnership between NATO and the highly valued partner Japan. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State